Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Listening to today and on social media and then hearing, like I went at it today on Twitter with the great Sean Moresh, who I respect, and I know he's a good Yankee fan, but I'm baffled that people feel this way. It boggles my mind. The Yankees have issues. And I feel like that's a discussion. 888-808-1019. A day off of an ugly loss to the Red Sox, no doubt. The Red Sox absolutely pounded. They scored a bunch of runs today, too, and lost an extra innings, 10-8, to the second-place Tampa Bay Rays, which I think now they've got it down with their win and the Yankees not playing four games. So the division lead over Tampa Bay is four games for the Yankees. It's now nine over the Boston Red Sox. But the Red Sox came into Yankee Stadium and absolutely pounded the Yankee pitching. Pounded it. From the fifth inning of game one on, they pounded Yankee pitching. And there's a real concern about this team. I think they're the best team in the American League. I still think they're better than the Tigers. I think they're going to the World Series. I think they are capable of winning a major. I think they're capable of winning the World Series. But there are flaws, of course. Every team has them, including the New York Yankees. And they got a lot of things to at the trade deadline, some pitching to get, another right-handed bat-hitting infielder. And you got to stay healthy, and hopefully they get, if there are injuries, it's before the trade deadline. They've got Giancarlo Stanton coming back. They got Luis Gil coming back, which should help. But there are flaws with this team, and I'm open to having discussion on where they need to improve. But after giving up all those runs, if you watched the Boston Red Sox series, if you really watched it, and you watched Saturday and Sunday, and your biggest takeaway on the problem with the New York Yankees, if your biggest takeaway from this series, not your preconceptions dating back to 2018 when he was hired, but if you just take these three games on their own, and if you're asking what was the biggest problem of this series and what's the biggest problem with this Yankee team off of that series, if your reaction, as it was for Sean Moresh, if your reaction is, and your answer to that question is Aaron Boone, I honestly don't know what the hell you're talking about. And I know I'm the Boone guy and the Boone defender. He makes mistakes. I heard Keith, or at least saw a clip of Keith today, talking about sitting Jazz Chisholm in the second game. I understand it, but that's a fair criticism. Even if you have a plan to give Jazz a day off, and against a tough lefty like Crochet, and by the way, they did score five runs off of him with the lineup that the idiot manager did put forth. But if you want to say, hey, look, you need to be flexible. If you lose Volpe, like how many are you going to take out the entire left side of your infield for a game on Saturday? Push his day off until the Kansas City series. Or, like, I understand that. I understand with having a plan and sticking to it, but I also have the understanding of adjusting it and the idea that you're going into a series against your bitter rival, and I still call them the bitter rival. And I was pissed off that the Red Sox, you know, had a little bit of life. I feel better that they, even though the Tampa Bay's in second place, and not the Red Sox. I feel good that they got it squandered last night, or squashed last night, their momentum, and lost the game in extra innings and played more sloppy baseball under the great Alex Cora. And there are errors all over the place from this team last night that cost them this game. But like, if you watch the game, and that's a fair criticism if you think that he should have been in the lineup. Fair criticism. He was hot. I don't know if it's fair to say he cooled him off when he avoided pitching him against, avoided playing him against Garrett Crochet, who was one of the toughest lefties. You took out a left-handed hitter just coming off injury against one of the best left-handed pitchers in the sport. You're like, that cooled him off. Four strikeouts against Garrett Crochet might have cooled him off too and put him in a funk. But I'm okay with that. That's a fair criticism. It's a take. Some of the stuff that I've heard about Aaron Boone's bullpen management in the Red Sox series is some of the most ridiculous overreaction, pissed off we lost to the Red Sox, pissed off our bullpen gave up runs, that I've ever heard in my life. I just don't understand it. Saturday's, they win, like, let's just take Saturday, because people are upset that Ian Hamilton pitched the ninth inning of a game where the Yankees were down one run in the ninth. One run. In the ninth inning, they're down. Ian Hamilton comes in. They played on Friday. Cruz pitched. Jonathan Loaisiga pitched. Devin Williams got the save on Friday night. You're playing Saturday. You're down Weaver already to start the game. And to obviously to start this stretch. You're down your best reliever in the bullpen because of injury. You are short a man in the bullpen. At least a good quality one that you believe in. You're short your top guy. You're going into a game on Saturday. It's the second game of a three-game series. You won the first one. You've got Sunday Night Baseball the next night. People want Devin Williams or a high-end reliever in the ninth inning of a game they're losing. This is what I don't understand. People don't seem to understand this. You want to throw, and Sean Marash did, and I got into it with Sean. He wants to run out Devin Williams in a Saturday game after pitching Friday to protect a one-run deficit in the ninth inning. He even wants to bring him in after Hamilton loads the bases. So you want to bring in your closer to protect a one-run deficit with nobody out, bases loaded, in the ninth, and lose him to possibly save the game on Sunday under the idea of you play to win the game. And sure, keeping it at one run certainly does give them a better chance, but as we saw what happened, Chapman shut them down in the ninth. You want to lose your closer to possibly save a game on Sunday with one of your best pitchers on the mound Sunday Night Baseball. You want to lose him to protect a deficit? You guys expect him to throw top-level relievers down runs against the Red Sox to keep it close and lose them for the Sunday game? It makes absolutely no sense. We get hung up on this crap. It drives me crazy. You can't throw Ian Hamilton out there. Yes, you can. Ian Hamilton has to get outs. It's the bottom of the Red Sox order. Get outs. That is not a white flag. That is not the manager not trying to win. He's not going to waste. If you throw Cruz, you don't have him for Sunday. If you throw Loaisiga, you don't have him for Sunday. Leiter already pitched earlier in the game to keep it at three and give the Yankees two innings to try and get back into that game. He used one top-level guy to give them two innings to tie the game. They scored two in that inning. They brought it to within one. Now, you're supposed to bring out Leiter for a second inning? Or you're supposed to bring in another top-level reliever to keep a loss? To say, I only lost by one run? And possibly lose, and then definitely lose them for Sunday when you might need them? I know they ended up not needing them because they gave up a bunch of runs. You can't know that going in. I am not blowing my closer to protect losing.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's absolutely crazy. Every reliever Boone brought in gave up runs. Everyone. He brings in Cruz, he gives up 2 runs. He brings in Hill, he gives up the base hit that gives up runs. Every reliever they brought in this series gave up runs. The bullpen did not pitch well. They need to add arms to that bullpen right now. It is, without question, to me, the scariest part of this team right now, especially without Weaver. You got Williams closing games. You got Jonathan Loaisiga coming back from injury. He's not been himself. You've got Hamilton still kind of coming back from injury. Has not been good. You've got Cruz coming back from injury. Has not pitched well since he's been back. Right now, the entire bullpen is suspect, and we're mad at the manager for what order he brought in the suspect bullpen and that he's not blowing through his high-leverage guys to protect losing. It drives me absolutely up a wall. It drives me absolutely crazy. The idea that down a run, you have to bring in Devin Williams to keep it there and then not have him for Sunday Night Baseball with Rodon on the mound. Like, would we all be okay? Hey, listen, you got to do what you got to do to win that game. They're not winning the game. They're not tied. They're losing. He can come in and pitch an immaculate inning, and they still could lose the game. And then you go to the Sunday Night Baseball, and then he doesn't have him to close out a win, and we're all going to be okay with it. We're all going to be fine. We're going to say, well, listen, tonight's got to be Ian Hamilton in the 7th inning with a 1-run lead because we don't have Williams, and I got to push Leiter back, and then we'd be okay with it. Well, listen, he did everything he could to win the game on Saturday. What are you going to do? I'm sure that would be the response when you don't have Williams to close out a win because you wasted him so you could lose by 1 instead of losing by 3. I just don't understand it, man. I'm open to criticizing Boone. I am. I know people think I'm not. I am. He's made mistakes. He's not perfect. The most recent one that jumps out to me is you've got Warren on the mound against the Dodgers completely, utterly flummoxed, and they didn't go out and talk to him at all. Like, he was out there by himself for an entire inning getting his ass kicked, on Saturday Fox Baseball, getting his ass kicked. And they didn't go out to talk to him once. I was screaming at the television. I mean, that's a minor one, I guess, but that's the most recent one off the top of my head where I was just like, Boone, what are you, asleep? He's not a perfect manager, but every time someone gives up a run, we look to blame the dude. It's starting to become obnoxious. It is. It's starting to become obnoxious. We're complaining about a lineup. How can you throw this lineup against Garrett Crochet? They score 5 runs. But we never go back and say, oh, well, listen, yeah. Like, it's just ridiculous, man. It drives me absolutely up a wall. You're mad that they don't bring in top-level relievers and lose them for the next day to save a loss? I know we want to beat the Red Sox. I want to beat the Red Sox. If the game was tied, I'd be screaming, bring him in. Go out and try and win this game. I'm not wasting a reliever so I could lose by one instead of three. Like, it's just, you can't do it. It's not the World Series. If it's the World Series and he's going to pitch tomorrow no matter what because it's the World Series and every game is critical, okay. You want to keep that thing as close as possible. It's not. It's the second game of a three-game series when you won the first one and you're up 9 games on them. Man. I got to deal with this all day. Crazy. 888-808-101. So open, please, call me up and tell me how Boone blew the series against the Red Sox. I'd love to hear it. It's not the bullpen. It's not the starting pitchers. Oh, he left Ryan Yarbrough too long. He left Rodon in too long. Rodon is an all-star. Rodon is pitching to an under one whip. He's pitching to an under three ERA. He's earned the right to try and get out of that inning as opposed to going to who? All the relievers you can't bring in that you all get mad when he brings in? Like, the dude has earned the right to try and get out of that jam. He's been incredible for 6 weeks. And he's earned the right to not be second guessing and not, you know, impending doom coming because he had one bad start. He's earned the right to just have one bad start and for us not to overreact. And he's earned the right to try and get out that last hitter of a jam with the with two runners on. He's earned it. But no, we got to go to the crappy reliever we all hate. And if he gives up the home run, I'm sure nobody would have suggested he should have left Rodon in.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.